Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3181BN. Today's date is October 8th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Every Move Joe Biden Makes Brings Us Closer to World War III. Do you see what's happening? 2024. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Caesars Entertainment has confirmed that social security numbers linked to reward players were stolen in recent Las Vegas cyber attacks. If hackers have those social security numbers, then it would put the banking and financial life of those players at risk. Credit cards and loans could be taken out of their name and money may be removed from their bank accounts. Unfortunately, data breaches involving social security numbers like this are no longer uncommon. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, protect themselves online with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield gives me security with an all-in-one privacy suite that includes an industry-leading VPN that anonymizes my IP address to help avoid ISP or government spying, while also preventing hackers or snoopers from seeing my online activity. Plus, I get identity theft protection, internet data removal, and much more that all work together to help protect my social security number. I highly recommend Virtual Shield because you can get 60 days free right now. This means you'll receive unlimited access to Virtual Shield's VPN with a 67% off lifetime discount with 60 days across unlimited devices, plus access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support if you have questions or need help. Similar security suites go for over $400, but are free for 60 days if you sign up now by going to virtualshield.com/X22. That is virtualshield.com/X22, or click the link down in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see everything that is happening now is exactly what Trump has been telling us. We're starting to see World War III. We're starting to see everything move in that direction. And remember, World War III means the world will be at war. And think about what Trump is doing right now. Remember, the deep state players, they cheated in the election. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. And Trump, he put everything into place. And when he was leaving office, which he never really did, he's in his second term right now. If you really look at this and you step back and take a look, he said all the Biden administration, all they have to do is continue what I've been doing. And if he does this, everything will be fine. Now, he knew he wasn't going to continue everything that Trump was doing. He knew that they were going to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, and they were going to reverse the border, reverse everything with the economy, reverse the energy independence, reverse everything that he did out in the Middle East and in Ukraine and out in Syria and all over the world, in North Korea, you name it. He knew that they were going to reverse all this because, remember, they're trying to push their 16-year plan. They're trying to destroy the United States. So what Trump has been doing is he's been showing the American people, look what happens when you have a puppet government in place. The country is being destroyed one step at a time. And in the end, what this puppet government will do is they will bring us to war. Now, everything that Trump and the Patriots have done, it is completely connected. Think about it. Think about Afghanistan. Think about what's happening out in Ukraine. Think about North Korea. Think about what's happening out in Israel. Every move, every decision the Biden administration makes, the deep state players, it is all connected. And people are going to start to see the connection. Just for example, the weapons that were left in Afghanistan, well, those are being used with Israel, where Hamas has some of those weapons. So you're going to start to see that every decision and everything that the deep state has done, Joe Biden has done, it is connected, and every move he makes brings us one step closer to World War III. And as we approach the 2024 elections, that's what this is all about. And we need to remember something very, very important. We are at war with the deep state. You might not see bullets. You might not see blood on the street. Thank God. Because if we went down their path, the destruction, the number of people dead would be astronomical. Because really think about it. Look at this 16-year plan. They wanted a nuclear war. That means cities in this country would be destroyed. Millions upon millions of people would have been killed. Now, Trump, yes, he could have gone directly at the deep state players. But do you think criminals would just go, holy crap, they're coming after us. We must raise our hands and give up. Or would they have some fail-safe method of saying, we're not giving in, you're coming after us, we just nuked the city? What do you think they would do? Think like a criminal would think. This is why Trump didn't go directly at them, because he knew if he came with the military, first of all, it would look like a coup. It would look like, holy crap, he has the military. He's going after Biden in D.C. and all the rest, and it looks like a military coup. Plus, they would do something dirty. I mean, they brought down the World Trade Center. They released a virus on the public. You don't think they would destroy a city or nuke a city? I mean, please, come on. These are criminals we're talking about. And he knew that he couldn't approach it in this way. He'd rather have the people on his side. He's running for president, and he's showing everyone every step of the way, look at these people. They're dirty. They're criminals. They don't care about you. They will destroy you. I'm just in the way. If they get past me, you're done for. This is why Hillary Clinton is out there letting everyone know that the MAGA extremists, they must be deprogrammed. We must stop this. Now, number one, she's panicking. Number two, it's very interesting that she's just coming out and saying it now. Almost sounds like it's scripted, letting everyone know this is how they're really thinking and this is what they think of you. Because remember, Trump is just in the way. They really want to get to the people. And then really think about Jordan B. Peterson. He's a psychologist, and he puts out a lot of different videos. He works for a university, and the university says, well, wait a minute. We don't like what you're saying here. You're going to have to go for re-education. I mean, just think about that word, re-education, because we don't like what you're saying. What do you think they want to do to the people in this country? If Trump was removed and they finally got him out of the way, what do you think they would do to the MAGA extremists? What would they do to the people that didn't go along with their propaganda, go along with their mindset? The people would be rounded up. They would be put into re-education camps. They would try to deprogramming you, even though you're not programmed. But you can see that they're panicking right now. They're sitting there going, holy crap, the population is waking up. And actually, when you listen to what Hillary Clinton says, she says something very, very important at the end, that people are sticking to this past idea that they have the freedom of speech, that they can live independently, that they are in control of their lives. This is what she's saying, which tells you everything you need to know. They never wanted the people to understand this. And now the people understand this. And this is why they have to deprogram us. So you can see already with the Newsweek article that we read back on Thursday and on Wednesday, where they're saying that the MAGA extremists, they're going to interrupt the 2024 election. The MAGA extremists, they might kill people. The MAGA extremists, they have to be deprogrammed. They're building this up because they know they can't win this election. They know the people are with Trump. They know the people can see through their propaganda. They know to get the number of ballots, it's going to be pretty darn impossible. They don't have the leverage that they had back in 2020. And this is going to be a major, major problem for them. So like we said from the very beginning, and like what Trump said from the very, very beginning, that he sees World War III. And you can see that every step that they're making right now is leading up to World War III. And he wants the people to see, look, he is the one bringing us to war, not just him alone, but the deep state players, Obama and everyone else. They're bringing us to war. I set things up. I ended the wars. I stopped all of this. And now they're bringing us to war. Now, once again, we are in war. We're in war with the deep state players. And Trump, the Patriots, I do believe he wants everyone to see this play out, because in the end, the people are going to have to make a decision. And I'm not just talking about the Republicans. I'm talking about the people of this country. You see, the deep state players, they want us divided. This is why they're already starting. Oh, Jews on this side, Palestinians on this side. Let's show people divided. They want people divided. When you step back and take a look at what's really going on here, you can see most likely this is to flush out the terrorists which are controlled by Iran, which is then controlled by the CIA, because you know they're all involved in this. They're flushing them out, giving them an opportunity. And I do believe they're going to be destroyed in the end, just like we're seeing it happen around the entire world. The entire world, the swamp, the CIA, the deep state players, they're being rounded up, they're being destroyed. And I do believe this is exactly what we're witnessing. And at the same time, what we're witnessing is we're witnessing every move that Biden makes, every move the deep state makes, the people can see that this is bringing us to war. And Trump continually says, I want peace. I'm a peacemaker. And as we go through 2024, you're going to see the economy fail. People are going to be very angry. You're going to start to see riots because they're already building that narrative up that there are MAGA extremists out there, and that will probably build up in the summer going into the fall, closer to the elections. You're going to see war build up, not just out in Israel, but probably North Korea, Taiwan, Ukraine, Russia, China, all getting involved, and you're going to see this start to build up, and all of this is going to happen all at once. Of course, we know that the Biden administration and the deep state players, they will not be able to explain it, they will not be able to handle it, just like everything else. And the people that are going to be watching this going, holy crap, what's happening here? And this is what Trump and the Patriots want everyone to see. They want everyone to see this. We are being brought to the precipice. So people find the will to change. And I don't mean change from Democrat to Republican. I mean change the way we do things today. This is why we had this fight in the House. This is why Matt Gaetz had to come out and show people, look, they're not doing their job. They promised they were going to do something. Can you see the rhinos? Can you see the uniparty? I'm showing it to you. We're not going to do business like this anymore. And this is what people are seeing. And I don't believe Trump, yes, he's saying he'll do the right thing for the country, but he's not going to be the speaker. First of all, they would have to remove a lot of the rules, and that would look kind of strange right up front. We've been saying that for quite a while now. But I do believe what he's going to do, he's going to put the right person in place. Now, they might not vote, and I do believe it's going to be Jim Jordan, which we'll be talking about a little bit later. I don't know if they'll vote right off the bat for Jim Jordan. They might put someone in there temporarily and then bring in Jim Jordan, but we'll have to see how this plays out because Trump alluded to that. Or they might say, holy crap, we don't want Trump, because remember, optics are very important. We rather take Jim Jordan instead of Trump. Or they might not vote for Jim Jordan and say, okay, we can't figure anything else. Let's just put in an acting speaker right now until we can iron things out. And maybe Matt Gaetz gets a little bit more support for Jim Jordan and many other people, they get more support for Jim Jordan. And then Jim Jordan becomes the speaker. Now, remember the deep state players, Ukraine, Zelensky and the rest, they're panicking over this because remember, it's not business as usual. What you're witnessing right now is the destruction of the old guard, the destruction of the old guard in government, the destruction of the old guard around the world. And the people are witnessing, and they're witnessing it in real time, every step of the way. And yes, things are going to get scary as we move along. Yes, things are going to look like, holy crap, we are heading into World War III. Well, Trump told you this. You know, the next thing is Taiwan. We know that something's going to happen with North Korea. We know all of this is going to take place in 2024. And you know, on top of this is going to be riots. Now, once again, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're in complete and utter control. And they are going after certain individuals. And I'm talking about the embedded terrorists, which are CIA and many other people that have been basically creating these wars all around us, creating death and destruction all around us for a very long time. It's coming to an end. And you have to remember, we are at war. So yes, you're going to see innocent people die. Now, is that a good thing? Absolutely not. Nobody wants to see anyone die. But you need to step back and take a look at the bigger picture here, because how many more people would have died if we went to nuclear war? If Hillary Clinton got in and she brought us to nuclear war, because that was the plan, how many people would have died? Hundreds of millions of people. If they were able to succeed with their plandemic, keeping people in their homes, for 10 years because that was the plan. All you have to do is look at the New York Times article saying they will not have a vaccine until 10 years, which means they were going to put us through hell for 10 years. The supply chain would have dried up. There'd be no food. People would have been stuck in their houses. The entire economic system across the world would not be up and running. It would have been a disaster. Hundreds of millions of people would have died that way. So we could either have that, or we would have the opportunity to actually fight and not have the death and destruction that I just talked about. And I do believe Trump decided, you know something? Yes, we're at war. There are going to be casualties. It's a sad thing. Nobody wants to see anyone die. But remember, we're fighting a deep state criminal syndicate. You know, if Trump went right after them and directly at them, like Reagan tried to do, like Kennedy tried to do, they took them out. But this time, they would make the people, all those people that are awake, pay for it. Because what would they do? They would strike back one way or another. It's better to dismantle them in a completely different way. And I do believe Trump did it in that way when they went ahead and they overthrew the United States government. When they overthrew the duly elected president, they were able to take control of DC, take control of a lot of things, and they lost their power, which means there are operations going on around the world, which I do believe. Now, we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Joe Biden, because it seems like things are completely falling apart for him on the animal front here. Because just on Thursday, there was a story that Joe Biden is kicking his dog because Commander has bit someone. He also had Major that bit someone. And it looks like there's a video out there from 2021. It shows Biden kicking his German Shepherd. And once again, you can see that there are documents and information coming from Judicial Watch saying that he punches his dog and he kicks his dog. This is a disaster for the Biden family. Forget about all the crimes that they're committing, which they've committed. Hurting an animal, an innocent animal. People are going to look at this and go, holy crap, what the hell's going on here? And then when people start to put it all together, holy crap, he's money laundering. His son is trafficking women. He's a pedophile. Oh, now it's all starting to make sense. And yes, people are going to start to put all this together. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that you can see the deep state players, the Biden administration, all of them, they're part of the criminal syndicate. They don't care about the Constitution. And we can see it. You just look at Newsom. You just look at Mayorkas. You just look at Adams, Hochul. You look at all these individuals. You go back to COVID. You can see all of these individuals, the installed individuals, they are dictators. And they don't care about the Constitution. They always try to go around the Constitution. Think about all the gun control laws that are trying to go around the Second Amendment, try to go around the Supreme Court rulings. Once again, they're doing this knowingly, knowing that this is unconstitutional. But look what else the Biden administration has done. They tried to nominate a couple of people, and I'll just bring up these two people. And the Senate decided, listen, these people aren't qualified. We don't want them. And we are not accepting them. And the first one was Julie Sue. Well, the Senate said, nope, absolutely not. So what did they do? They made her acting secretary. They found a loophole. So Biden's first nominee is Deputy Secretary of Labor, Julie Sue. So she's an acting deputy secretary. She didn't get past the Senate, so they decided to make her an acting secretary. The same thing with Jeff Mauritian. He's the second failed nominee who was nominated to be assistant secretary, head of the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy. They kept him on as deputy assistant secretary for the same office and decided not to nominate an assistant secretary, thereby again turning number two into number one. He's going around the Constitution and skirting the Senate. They do not follow the Constitution. Once again, these people are violating the Constitution. They should be removed immediately. And this is what they've been doing, not just with the laws, but within government. And I think the people are starting to catch on to all of this. And the other thing they're starting to catch on is that Hunter Biden, well, he's part of the criminal syndicate. He is trafficking women. He broke the law. His father is covering for him. The DOJ is covering for him. The FBI is covering for him. And everyone else is covering for him. But the other thing that's very interesting, and the Daily Mail put this out and says, Hunter Biden withdrew $20,000 from daughter's Maisie's college fund and spent it on hookers and drugs after bankers warned he had just 44 cents left in the bank. Don Jr. said the following and responded to this and said, the smartest man Joe knows. Really think about that for a second. And you know what else Hunter Biden's doing? Well, he is now claiming that he has immunity. In a Thursday court filing, Abe Lowell and Richard Jones Jr., Hunter's attorney, said that they will seek to dismiss the felony gun charges against their client pursuant to immunity provisions of diversion agreement agreed to both parties earlier this summer. So they're going on the idea that he has immunity because of the plea agreement. And once again, you can see they're trying to get around all of this. And you know, the DOJ, the FBI, they only brought these charges to deflect from what is happening with Joe Biden with all the evidence coming out. And again, the charges that they brought against Hunter Biden have nothing to do with money laundering, tax evasion, or anything like that. So again, you could see they're covering for Joe Biden once again, because this is all part of the criminal syndicate. And what's very interesting is we could see there's a border invasion happening right now. The world sees this now. Actually, the percentages of people saying that the border must be closed continually goes up and up and up, and people want the wall. And actually, all of a sudden, Mayorkas and Biden, they decided, okay, we're going to build the wall now because they're very worried about who's going to be the Speaker of the House. And remember, things are about to change. It's not business as usual anymore. And we can see that Mayor Adams and many others, well, they never, ever say close the borders because they're instructed not to. So Mayor Adams, like we said before, he went down to Mexico, Ecuador, and many other places. And he's telling people, don't come to New York. Go everywhere else except New York. We don't have any room. So Texas should continually send as many as possible, same thing with Arizona, but they're not going to do it, to New York and flood New York with millions and millions of illegals until the mayor and the governor say, close the border. Because this is the only way people will actually understand and learn. And the people of New York should demand them say, close the border. Let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that since there's going to be a new speaker and they remove McCarthy, looks like he was controlled, and it's not the Uniparty anymore, it looks like Zelensky's a little panicked over this because once there's a new speaker, which hopefully it's Jim Jordan, they're not going to get the funding that they've been getting. Green Lives Matter put this out on X and said the following. Zelensky looks shook, shuddering his way through interview after McCarthy was ousted from speaker and U.S. support for Ukraine is in jeopardy. And this is what Zelensky says. The United States and I had a meeting with President Biden. He is 100% support. It is important, of course. Difficult election period for the United States. Different voices. Some of the voices are very strange about this. Also, we will speak about this today. This is all coming after the catastrophic optics of Zelensky and Trudeau giving a Nazi standing ovation in the halls of Canada's corrupt government. So he is panicking over this. And the deep state players, they're panicking because everyone's seeing through all of this. And how do we know this? Because there are polls that are being put out there. This is a Reuters Ipsos poll. And it says the poll indicates that support for Ukraine is waning. As 46% of Americans were in favor of shipping weapons to the country in May, but now only 41% would back such an initiative. Conversely, 29% of Americans were against sending weapons in May, but that number has surged and now sits at 35%. This marks an 11-point swing in the change of public opinion. There is a break among party lines, as 52% of Democrats surveyed continue to support military aid to embattled nation. However, this is a sharp decline from May when 61% of Democrats were in favor of continued military aid. Conversely, just 39% of Republicans backed sending more weapons to the country in May, and that number has dwindled to 35% in the latest survey. So once again, we can see things are starting to change, and we can see there's a major, major problem in the Middle East. Remember, Trump came in and actually had the Abraham's Accord, peace across the Middle East. And all of a sudden, what do we see? We see terrorist hits in Israel. Now, just prior to this, Jake Sullivan, and the RNC research put this out, Jake Sullivan said the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in two decades. And right on schedule, all of a sudden, we have a full infiltration of Israel by Hamas. Air, land, and sea. They're pushing towards Jerusalem, and they're killing people. And they're riding in trucks. They're also paragliding into Israel. I mean, it looks like a movie when you look at this. It's absolutely unbelievable. And there are hundreds and hundreds of Israelis now dead. And this is a terrible, terrible thing. But think about every move that the Biden administration has made. What did they just do? Didn't they make a deal with Iran? Who controls the terrorists in the Palestinian region? Who's controlling Hamas? Well, yes, it's Iran, CIA. And remember, the weapons from Afghanistan, it looks like they're ending up with the Palestinian groups operating in the Gaza Strip. So because he decided to evacuate his people, leave soldiers there, leave the American people there, have 13 soldiers killed there, left the millions and millions of dollars worth of weapons there, those weapons found their way to Hamas, who is now attacking people in Israel. So once again, what do you see when you step back? You see all of this play out. Now, Netanyahu, he has declared war against the Gaza-based terror group Hamas after they fired over 5,000 rockets into Israel. And he invoked Article 40, officially declaring the war for the first time since the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Now, think about this. They just gave Iran $6 billion. Where did this money go? How do they know where it went? They can't keep track of anything in Ukraine. You really think they know what Iran did with this money? Absolutely not. Miranda Devine put this out and said, after giving Iran $6 billion of our money, the Biden administration's initial reaction was to tweet at Israel to refrain from violence and retaliatory attacks before deleting the post. Gee, why did they delete it? That's very interesting. And Blinken is out there trying to convince everyone that no way did that money go to the terrorists. Absolutely not. None of the $6 billion released by the U.S. for humanitarian aid in Iran was used to help fund Hamas. Really? He's inside Iran. He knows where that money was filtered into. He knows exactly where it's going? Absolutely not. They're just saying this. Do they know where the money's going in Ukraine? They have track of it? Oh, no. They decided they didn't want to keep track of it. And I do believe it was Rand Paul who said we should track everything. We should have someone tracking this money. And they turned that down. But let's go a little bit back in time right now. Back to January 23rd, 2017, when Obama was leaving office. And right before he left office, you know what he did? He sent $221 million to Palestinians in his last hours of being in office. Now, why would he do that? Isn't that interesting? Kash Patel put this out and said the following. On the most somber day, 9/11, where we honor the fallen and pay tribute to those who gave it all in the battle against terrorism, Biden strikes a deal to pay the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, $6 billion. Two of the last three presidents have directly funded terrorism. Trump just killed terrorists. There was a time when I said, you have to always respect the commander-in-chief. Not anymore. David Harsnyi said the following. A person who takes instructions from Hamas's sugar daddy, Iran, has security clearance and works at the Pentagon. And it has barely been covered by the media. That's very interesting. So in 2014, the Iranian Foreign Ministry decided to bolster the terrorist state's image with the aim of influencing U.S. foreign policy. It recruited a network of fellow travelers to help the cause and called the project the Iran Expert Initiative. According to a cache of emails uncovered by Semaphore and Iran International, a Persian language outlet in London, at least three of those recruits became top aides to Robert Malley, the Biden administration's chief negotiator on Iran. Malley probably didn't need much prodding to surrounding himself with academics who took the Iranian position. As critics have been pointing out for more than a decade, Malley has a real soft spot for the Islamic State and its allies. Isn't that interesting? Then we have Trump. He put this out and he said, these Hamas attacks are a disgrace, and Israel has every right to defend itself with overwhelming force. Sadly, American taxpayer dollars help fund these attacks, which many report are saying came from the Biden administration. We brought so much peace to the Middle East through the Abraham Accords, only to see Biden whittle away at a far more rapid pace than anyone thought possible. Here we go again. So think about it. Every step the Biden administration makes, you can see he's reversing everything that Trump did, and it's causing World War III. The narrative is being built right now, and you can see it's going to continually be built over time. And Mark Levin, he put this out, and he said, Trump cut off funds to the Palestinians, unleashed unprecedented peace initiatives in the Abraham Accords, killed the Iran deal, was starving the Iranian regime of resources with crushing sanctions. And Biden not only reversed it, including funding the Palestinians in Iran, but undermined Netanyahu at every turn, refused to meet with him, demanded that Israel make more concessions to the Palestinians. Appeasement and worse has consequences. So let's go back a little bit in time to September 11, 2023. Trump put this out on True Social. He said the following. Can you believe that crooked Joe Biden is giving $6 billion to the terrorist regime in Iran? That money be used for terrorism all over the Middle East and indeed the world. This incompetent fool is absolutely destroying America. He had the audacity to announce this terrible deal today, September 11th. To pay for hostages will lead to kidnapping, ransom, and blackmail against Americans across the globe. I freed many dozens of people from various unfriendly countries and never paid a dime. Don Jr. responded to his father's truth and said the following. Trump was right again. Can we please get some competence back into the White House? Having strength in the White House brought peace. Having a dimwit has brought war and terror. It's not that hard, folks. Absolutely. Then Kim.com, he decided to break it down for us and what he thinks is going on there. He says, understanding the Hamas attack on Israel. Iran is aiming for a confrontation with Israel and the U.S. The success of Russia in Ukraine is encouraging Iran to undo decades of hostile U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. A bankrupt U.S. government has just been invited to another war. The timing is opportunistic. The U.S. government is forced to print trillions of U.S. dollars as it struggles to raise new debt. Another war would lead to a significant increase in inflation and an accelerated economic decline of the U.S. If Iran mines the Strait of Hormuz, the global energy crisis would become critical. The Biden administration has used the majority of U.S. oil reserves to stabilize domestic oil prices. Iran can increase the pain for the U.S. government significantly. Ukraine is turning into a major defeat for the U.S. and NATO. A new front in the Middle East would accelerate the U.S. decline. The U.S. government and its Western partners simply cannot afford it. Russia and China would benefit the most. Iran understands this and is playing into the hands of its partners. Think about it. Every move that Biden has made is leading us to what? World War III. Now we don't have the strategic petroleum. We don't have those reserves. He's pushing us into war. Other countries know this. We can see that now those people that want war, that want to send soldiers over, you're going to see them very, very clearly. And Trump is going to be on the other side talking about peace because he is the peacemaker. But again, I do believe all of this is happening because Trump and the Patriots have set this up. We're fighting an enemy, not just here in the United States. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Caesars Entertainment has confirmed that social security numbers linked to reward players were stolen in recent Las Vegas cyber attacks. If hackers have those social security numbers, then it would put the banking and financial life of those players at risk. Credit cards and loans could be taken out of their name and money may be removed from their bank accounts. Unfortunately, data breaches involving social security numbers like this are no longer uncommon. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands of people, protect themselves online with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield gives me security with an all-in-one privacy suite that includes an industry-leading VPN that anonymizes my IP address to help avoid ISP or government spying, while also preventing hackers or snoopers from seeing my online activity. Plus, I get identity theft protection, internet data removal, and much more that all work together to help protect my social security number. I highly recommend Virtual Shield because you can get 60 days free right now. This means you'll receive unlimited access to Virtual Shield's VPN with a 67% off lifetime discount with 60 days across unlimited devices, plus access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support if you have questions or need help. Similar security suites go for over $400, but are free for 60 days if you sign up now by going to virtualshield.com/X22. That is virtualshield.com/X22, or click the link down in the description. We're fighting them around the world, and I do believe there are many different nations and leaders that are on our side in fighting these people and eliminating them. So let me go to post 2,337. This is October 4th, 2018. Israeli intelligence, stand down. The timing of this is very, very interesting. And now we have the Biden administration. They are sending a carrier strike group to the Eastern Mediterranean in support of Israel. Now, this is very interesting. We have the USS Gerald R. Ford, and they are now dispatching this. And this includes a guided missile cruiser, an Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer, U.S. Thomas Hudner, a USS Ramage, a USS Kearney, and USS Roosevelt. So this is being deployed, and there's also jets that are going out there, F-35, F-15, F-16. Now, are they actually going out there? Well, no. The Virginia-based carrier strike group was already in the Mediterranean. Last week, it was conducting naval exercises with Italy in the Ionian Sea, and the carrier is in its first full deployment. So basically, they were already around there, and all they're doing is moving it a little bit closer to what's happening, to keep an eye on things. So that reminds me of Post 38, and this is November 2nd, 2017. It says, four carriers and escorts in the Pacific. Why is this relevant? To prevent other state actors from attempting to harm us during this transition. Russia, China, or conversely, all for North Korea. Or all three. Think logically about the timing of everything. Note increased military movement. Note National Guard deployment starting tomorrow. Note false flags. Follow Huma. Prepare messages of reassurance based on what was dropped here to spread on different platforms. The calm before the storm. Now, once again, this is not the Pacific. But just keep this post in the back of your head, because you have to remember what's coming next. I do believe Taiwan. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. DC Drano put this out and said, as Israel begins its counteroffensive operations, there are likely going to be retaliatory attacks around the world by Hamas sympathizers in countries that support Israel. This means America will likely be hit, especially since Hamas operatives could have already crossed through our porous southern border amidst the millions of illegal aliens. I hope you all stay more alert to your surroundings and always carry a gun whenever you go out. Now, let's think about this. Like we said from the very beginning, every move Biden has made, remember, they cheated in the election. They overthrew the duly elected president. They're a puppet government. Every move he is making is destroying the country. Every move that he is making is connected to his other moves, connected to the evil around this planet. And this evil he let in through our border, which means they could be here in this country. Now, yes, I do believe the military is monitoring all of this. But again, the people need to see this play out. Just like you're seeing the economy being destroyed, just like you're seeing the open borders, just like you're seeing the invasion right now. Everything is connected, and it leads back to who? Biden. It leads back to the deep state. It leads back to Soros. It leads back to Obama. It leads back to all of these people. Yes, Hillary Clinton is included in this, and everyone else. It all leads back to them because it's all connected. And people, they're going to start to realize this, because if there is a false flag or something does happen in this country and you find out that it's Hamas, how did they get in here? Oh, wait, the border's wide open. People are going to, holy crap, we need a wall. Holy crap, we need a secure border. Yes, I know Biden's out there pretending he's building the wall. It's too late already. He's already lost this. But again, Trump is showing the people, not just the Republicans, the people of this country, to bring them together so we can join forces and go after our common enemy. And that is the rhinos, it's the deep state players, the D's, it's all of these people that have been pushing this on us for a very long time. But let's go back to Post 916, this is March 10, 2018. Down below it says the following, we are saving Israel for last. Very specific reason not to mention a single time. And is this the end? No, I think this is just the beginning. And I do believe that we're going to see other things happen in 2024 where it's going to build up to war. And one of them is going to be Taiwan. Eric Trump put this out on X and said, Taiwan is next. Every global conflict we are witnessing is the consequence of the weakness of American leadership. And everyone is seeing that now. And like we said, going back way, way back, when we are on the precipice of war and Biden is in the White House or Obama is talking to him or Michelle is running for election to be president or Kamala is the acting president, Soros and the rest, everyone is going to be looking at D.C. Everyone is going to be looking at D.C. saying, holy crap, we are on the precipice of war. Now, if people actually see some type of attack within the United States because they came over the border, people are going to go, holy crap, they're here in this country. You think people are going to be scared? Absolutely. What happens if we see a missile being fired, but it's intercepted out in the ocean? Are people going to be scared? Yes, people are going to be terrified. What happens if there's a cyber attack in this country? Are people going to be scared? Are they going to be terrified? Are they all going to be pointing the finger at what those individuals in D.C. have been doing? Do the people want to go to war? Because remember, you're going to have the rhinos. You're going to have the D's. You're going to have the fake news saying, war is good. Let's go to war. We got to teach these people a lesson. You're going to have Trump on the other side. We don't need to go to war. I would like to have peace. I don't want to see people dying. Let's stop people from dying. Let's have peace. Will you give me a chance to have peace? Now, leading up to the 2024 election, yes, people will say, yes, we want peace. But what do you think the others are going to say? I'm talking about the deep state players, the corrupt politicians. They're going to keep continually calling for war. And people are going to have to take a side. Yes, they're going to have to take a side. Do you want to go to war or do you want to have peace? Well, I'm going to say most of the D's, the people out in this country, the hardworking people out in this country, I'm not talking about the very, very far left. Those people, they'll probably want war. I'm talking about families. You know them, your friends, your cousins, brother, sister. You know people that are D's, that are decent, hardworking people. They're not going to want war. They don't want their children to go to war. They don't want their cousins. They don't want their mother and father to go to war. So they're going to say, holy crap, they're bringing us to war, but I don't want to go to war. I want to listen to what Trump has to say because he's talking about peace. He's talking about calming this down. And I do believe he's going to win over a lot of the people, and the people are going to be seeing who the enemy really is. And this is how he's uniting the country. Think about it. He started out in 2016, put everything together, took a pause so people could wake up. Now we're heading into the 2024 election. And that's what this is all about. This is about waking the people up, getting them on board of who the enemy really is and having the people say enough is enough. That's what this is really all about when you come down to it. It's about having the people take back this country, period, the end. How do you get people to unite and take back the country? Can you just tell them we have to do it? Or do you have to show them? And you have to show them the truth about what they're trying to do. Well, I think you have to show them. And they have to go through it. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He's pointing to Wesley Hunt, who put this post out on Twitter. And it says the following. The world under Joe Biden. The Afghanistan fell and 13 service members died. Putin invaded Ukraine. China plans to move on Taiwan. Israel is under attack. I would like to remind the American people under 4 years of Donald Trump, we had world peace. Putin didn't invade a country. China was not moving against Taiwan. Afghanistan didn't collapse. We had the Abraham Accords and 13 service members were still alive. This is an issue of world peace. In 2024, choose wisely. Everyone getting it? This leads up to 2024. The people must come together and defeat the deep state players. And I do believe it's going to happen. And remember, let's go back to September 15, 2023. Actually, Clandestine put this out on X. Trump actually told everyone what was going to happen. And he's letting everyone know that he will be the peacemaker and he can have peace. Take a listen.
As the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. You know that, right? Blessed are the peacemakers. I made peace. Remember, Hillary said, he will take us into war. No, I took us out of all these wars. I got us out of Syria, got us out of Iraq. I protected Israel. They would have been in a big problem. But I'll be your peacemaker, and I am the only candidate who can make this promise to you. I will prevent World War III.
And we will have peace. Because once the people see what's happening, and the people are scared, people are nervous, the people are going to hit that precipice. They're going to say, enough is enough. We can't take it. Yes, I'm against Trump, but I rather have peace. I rather have peace than have my child, my mother, my father, my cousin, my friend go to war. I don't want a nuclear weapon being dropped on my town, my city, my state. I don't want people to die. And people, they're going to come together because the people are going to see the truth and they're going to see it very, very clearly. And yes, this is all going to play out in 2024. Add on top of that, a failing economy and riots in the streets. Oh yeah, the people are going to say enough is enough. But the deep state, they're going to keep fighting back because they have to fight back. They're fighting for their lives. And Trump and the Patriots, they want them to fight for their lives because how else will the people see it? They wouldn't if they weren't fighting for their lives. So Trump, he needs these people to continually push the propaganda. And that's exactly what they're doing. Right now, we have Jack Smith and the fake news like ABC News. They're all reporting that Trump discussed potentially sensitive information about nuclear submarines with Australian billionaire Anthony Pratt during a meeting at Mar-a-Lago in April 2021. And ABC News based this on a secondhand information and conceded it's unclear if the information was accurate, but the episode was investigated by Smith's team. And according to Pratt's account, as described by the sources, Pratt told Trump he believed Australia should start buying its submarines from the United States, to which an excited Trump leaned forward towards Pratt as if to be discreet and told Pratt two pieces of information about U.S. submarines, the supposed exact number of nuclear warheads they routinely carry and exactly how close they supposedly can get to a Russian submarine without being detected. Does anyone really believe this? Do you really think Trump leaned in and said this discreetly and just gave the information out? I mean, how ridiculous is this? It's absolutely ridiculous. And Trump responded to this and he said, the ridiculous story put out today about me talking to Mar-a-Lago member about U.S. submarines is false and ridiculous. Other than the fact that I will often state that we make the best submarines and military equipment anywhere in the world, a pretty well-known fact, these fake stories are put out by corrupt prosecutors trying to interfere with the presidential election of 2024. And based on the polling where I am 60 points up on the Republican candidates and 11 points up on crooked Joe Biden, the people of this country aren't buying it. With that being said, I will always promote the greatness of America and its military equipment. The alternative would be for allies and others to buy from Russia and China or elsewhere. I like creating jobs in America, which was one of my most successful achievements as president. And since they mentioned submarine, we know there's a couple of posts with submarines. I think we need to keep an eye on any type of submarine because, as we know, the deep state might try to control a submarine to fire a missile at the United States. So we need to keep an eye on this because, once again, this information was given to us and something might be happening out in the water. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that COVID is completely breaking down. It's not working the way they thought it was going to work. I don't believe they have the leverage that they had back in 2020 where they can create the ballots, have the mail-in ballots, the drop boxes. I don't think this is all working for them because as we can see, more and more evidence is continually being produced every single day, and it's showing that these people are liars. Kevin Bass, PhDMS, put this out on X and said, March 29, 2021, Rochelle Walensky, director of CDC, infamously declared on MSNBC, vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick. Emails obtained by the Freedom of Information Act request from January 30th, 2020 show that Walensky knew this was a lie at the time she said it. See for yourself. Without these lies, unconstitutional vaccine mandates would not have been possible. That's why she lied. She and her colleagues need to be held accountable for these lies. And it's pointing to an email written by Rochelle Walensky. Part of it is redacted, but it's pointing to a paper from JAMA Network. And it shows that there's problems with the vaccine. So they knew there was something wrong. They knew it when they were saying it was safe and effective. And the people now are starting to figure this out, and it's getting worse and worse for them. And remember, we had an individual out in Europe talking about the Pfizer vaccine, saying that it doesn't stop transmission. It doesn't stop you from getting COVID. And they knew this from the very beginning. So once again, it's all a lie. And now it's getting worse for them because the people are finding this out. And the people, they're pushing back on this. And I do believe this is why people are just going about their business and they're not hiding in their house anymore. And the number of people getting the vaccines, that percentage is dropping and dropping. Yes, it's still very high with the Democrats, but it's dropping in the Republican area. And those people that never got it, they will never, ever get it. So this is not going well for them whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see the fake news. They're panicking right now, and they're starting to realize that Trump, he has the lead. People are very angry and upset about inflation. They're upset about the economy. They're upset about war that is headed our way. And on MSNBC's Morning Joe, they appeared shocked by Trump's polling over Biden on key issues like the economy, inflation, and many other issues. And they were discussing all this, saying, listen, you can't hide this from the American people, because the American people, they go to work, they see it every single day. So no matter what you tell them, they see the truth. And that's exactly what it is. It's almost like going back to 2020 when they told us that the riots were a hoax, but people saw it, they experienced it, and they realized this is not a hoax. We see the riots. Well, if you tell us there's no inflation, I go shopping every day. I see the inflation. If you tell me the fuel prices are great, I can tell you they're not. If you tell us that we're not going to war, it looks like we're going to war. So the people, they're not buying anything that Biden is selling. And this is going to be a major, major problem for him leading up to the 2024 election. I do believe this is why they're going to have a swap out, and they're going to swap Joe Biden for someone else. I do believe still it's Michelle Obama. I do believe they put a placeholder out in California. We'll have to see how this all plays out. And we can see this is going to get a lot worse for them. Why? Because look what's happening in the House. Kevin McCarthy, he was removed. We have Matt Gaetz. He said, okay, listen, you want me to stop all this? I can. All we got to do is agree to these 5 points, term limits, no more stock trades. And he just went on and on, you know, single bill and everything else. And you know, they're not going to go for it. So they're not going to go for it. This is going to continue. And it looks like McCarthy says he'll not resign from Congress. He'll serve until the end of next year and run for re-election and help Republicans expand the majority. So I do believe that Nancy Pelosi controlled McCarthy, had probably something on him. Most of the individuals in Congress, they are actually controlled via blackmail, and they do what they are told to do. Now, it looks like Trump decided to nominate Jim Jordan as the Speaker of the House. Now, I know a lot of people wanted Trump to be Speaker of the House, but remember, Trump is running for president. And if he had to do it, he said he would. But again, there are problems with that because they would have to, you know, remove some rules. Plus, he's indicted. And one of the rules is if you're indicted and you're going to serve more than 2 years in prison, you can't be the speaker. Plus, if he's going to be a temporary speaker, he has to be a member of Congress. So I don't think this was going to work out. I know a lot of people were pushing for this, but the optics aren't good for this. It doesn't make sense. In the end, what he wants to do, he wants to go to the election. He wants the plan to move forward. He wants to get the country united. He wants the people to be on his side. And he wants to show the deep state players. He wants to show Obama, Hillary Clinton, Soros, and the rest, look, I have the people. They voted for me. And it's a landslide. I have the people. And when people say Trump's building an army, he is. All you got to do is go look behind me. See all these people that voted for me? That's my army. No, they're not violent like you guys. They voted you out. They voted me in. And now I'm going to take you out. I do believe he wants to give it to them in the end. And that's what this whole process is about. Getting the people on his side, getting the people to take back the country, and have the people understand who the enemy is so they can keep the country. That's what this is all about. So I do believe that he is now going to put the right people in position in Congress to push back on the old guard. The new guard is being formed right now. This is what he put out on Truth. Congressman Jim Jordan has been a star long before making his very successful journey to Washington, D.C. Representing Ohio's 4th Congressional District, respected by all, he is now chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. As president, I had the honor of presenting Jim and our country higher civilian award, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So much is learned from sports, and Jim was a master. While attending Graham High School, he won state championship all 4 years, a rarity, and compiled an amazing 156-1 record. At the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Jim became a two-time NCAA Division I wrestling champion. He won his 1985-1986 NCAA championship matches in his weight class. Jim has a master's degree in education from Ohio State University and a law degree from Capital University. He is strong on crime, borders, and military vets and Second Amendment. Jim, his wife Polly, and family are outstanding. He will be great Speaker of the House and has my complete and total endorsement. So right there, he's letting everyone know Jim Jordan is his pick. And I think that's a very, very good pick. Ben McMillian pointed out that he capitalized star and also put Speaker of the House, and he is pointing to post 3968. This is April 15, 2020. Down below, it says the following: rising star, all caps, in our party, Speaker of the House. Very interesting. And here comes Jim Jordan. Now, what's very interesting is CAG Drago on X pointed out that the weaponization committee is following 17 people. That's very interesting. He says, I love it when a plan comes together. And also points out that Jim Jordan on X is also following 17 people. That is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he discussed all this with John Solomon, and he talked about Jim Jordan and why he was a great pick. He's been very successful, very respected. Lisa May picked up on this, and she put this out on X, and she said the following: 45 talking about Jim Jordan. He's been with me all the time. I mean, literally, from as I was announcing that I was running, he was endorsing me. And there's something nice about that. And then she pointed to drop 14. Was Trump asked to run for president with assurances made to prevent tampering? How is POTUS always 5 steps ahead? Who is helping POTUS? Is that Jim Jordan? Starting to seem that way, doesn't it? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see there's an historic power shift going on right now in D.C. Right now, the Uniparty is being exposed. They are now on the decline. They're the old guard, and the new guard is rising up slowly but surely. And I do believe we're going to continually see this as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Trump, he has been indicted. We know that they're going to be going after him. And actually, if you really look at it, he's exposing how corrupt these people are. He's exposing Letitia James. He's exposing how corrupt the judge is. And he's exposing how corrupt Jack Smith is, how they're working for the Biden administration. And if you notice, everything leads back to the Biden administration, Obama in the basement, and to Soros and the rest. And when you start to look at these players, you can see that they are controlled. They're blackmailed. They're doing what they're told to do. And you can see that they are part of the criminal syndicate. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He says, Trump judge, if juries, and this is what the judge is saying, if juries get it wrong, I can overrule them based on my emotions. So we have a judge that's not following the rule of law. He's following his emotions. And if he doesn't like what the jury says, well, he could just overrule them. Is this someone you want in the court system? See, justice is supposed to be blind. There's supposed to be no emotion whatsoever. It's supposed to be the rule of law. And when you have a judge saying this, how can you possibly have a fair trial? You cannot. And you could see it as clear as day. I mean, just look at Mar-a-Lago right now. He accepted the appraisal of $18 million. It's so ridiculous that the country, even the D's are saying, that's ridiculous. People that know business, they know it's ridiculous. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said the following: a chief property tax appraiser for Palm Beach County, Cecil Jackson, told Newsweek that clubs like Mar-a-Lago are assessed based on membership numbers, dues, and the cost to run the facilities. These valuations are for tax purposes only and not for financing or for a lending institution, he said. And he's absolutely right. Then Trump put this out on True Social, and this is from Greg Jarrett. He says, this case should never have been filed, and Trump has several viable defenses. Number one, this is all about valuations of property, which is highly subjective. It's opinion, not fact. Disparities are common. But the lenders and insurers did their own independent due diligence. They confirmed Trump's valuations and found no fraud or false statements. Those same banks made enormous profits from Trump, $100 million plus interest, when he repaid all the loans. It's hard to claim fraud when no one was harmed and there's no victim. Trump's valuations complied with accepted general accounting principles and were performed not by Trump, but by expert professionals who will testify at trial that they were valid. Some of the claims are so old that they're barred from the statute of limitations, which the judge ignored. And yes, he's absolutely right. And look, they were trying to give the properties over to another individual to handle his assets. And I'm talking about Trump's assets. And we know that Trump appealed this, and it looks like an appellate division judge stayed everything Judge Engoron's trying to do. Eric Trump put this out and said, we thank the appellate division for the staying, the New York Attorney General's and Judge Engoron's overzealous attempt to cancel our New York business certificates. Judge Engoron's order erroneously sought to adjudicate the rights of non-party business entities that employ nearly 1,000 hardworking New Yorkers, have never been accused of any wrongdoing, and were never given their day in court in clear violation of the fundamental constitutional rights and due process. We will continue to vigorously defend our company and our incredible employees from this politically motivated persecution, the Trump Organization. Absolutely. And you can see that it's not going the way they thought it was going to go. And of course, the people of this country are looking at this and saying, there is no case here. Actually, when you look at all the cases, there are no cases against Trump. Actually, all the cases are against them. Because think about it. All the charges that they're bringing against Trump, we have Biden on the other side that's been money laundering with 20 shell companies, and he doesn't produce anything. Why does he have the companies? What are they used for? Why was they accepting money? What did he give back? You just don't accept money into corporations. What was he giving? No one's answered that question, have they? Well, I think we know the answer to that. But we could see with Trump's classified doc case, Judge Aileen Cannon, she decided to pause litigation in Jack Smith's classified documents case as she decides whether to grant Trump's motion to extend deadlines related to the classified material. So Trump's attorneys accused Jack Smith's prosecutors of using dilatory tactics to slow roll the discovery process and taking too long to turn over evidence. And they're saying that the May trial makes no sense. It's unworkable. We need to reschedule this. Let's see how this all plays out, because this is very, very interesting. And the people are watching this all play out, which means they're starting to see how corrupt the system really is. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said the following, I hope everyone remembers that these ridiculous indictments and trials that so frequently come my way are all started and inspired by Crooked Joe Biden and his gang of thugs. It is called weaponization of justice, and nothing like this has ever happened in our country before. We will fight and we will win, but this is yet another giant scam. It is election interference. Absolutely. And you could see how the FBI, the DOJ, how they're going to interfere in the next election. They're already letting everyone know that the FBI and the rest, DHS and the rest, they're all watching Trump supporters. FBI is watching the MAGA people. We're watching them, and we're going to be monitoring all of them. Isn't that election interference right there? Isn't that scaring people? Are they going to try to scare people where they don't vote? Starting to look that way. Emma Robinson put this out and said, by announcing that Trump voters are terrorists in the pages of Newsweek, the FBI has outlawed the Republican Party. Folks, it's a communist takeover. That's exactly what it is. Then we have Hillary Clinton out there, and she started to talk about MAGA extremists. She talked about deprogramming MAGA extremists. She talked about how we're a cult. She talked about how we're clinging to the idea that we should have the right to speak freely, that we should be independent, and that's why we're following Trump. You mean the Constitution? Yeah, that's why we're doing it. Well, let's take a listen to what she said first. She said, MAGA extremists are taking their marching orders from Trump, and there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members. Take a listen.
The dog of the Republican Party as it is today. Mm-hmm. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
So we need to remember this. Trump has always said it. He is in the way. They're really coming after us. If they were able to remove Trump, what do you think they would do to every single person in this country that doesn't go along with their agenda? Oh, they would be arrested. Oh, they would be deprogrammed. Oh, they'd be put into re-education camps. What do you think they were going to do to all of us? This is why Trump needed to wake the people up. This is why Trump needed the people to see all this. Because if everyone was sleeping, they'd be able to do whatever they wanted to the people. And they would. They would depopulate. That's really what they want to do. Then she says, we have to empower the right people in the Republican Party. We need to get the right people there. Who are the right people? You mean the controlled people? That's exactly what she's talking about. Take a listen.
We are trying to empower the right people inside the Republican Party. You know, Nancy Pelosi.
And then I thought she said something very, very interesting, which actually sums up it all. She says MAGA was a bid for nostalgia. People could be empowered where they'll be in charge of their lives, where they be able to speak freely, where they would follow the Constitution. And somebody needs to stop this. That's pretty much what she's saying. So take a listen to what she says in this clip, because basically she's saying that anyone that follows the Constitution, yes, we like what Trump says because he's following the Constitution, but anyone that follows the Constitution, this can't be. Remember, their 16-year plan is to do what? Destroy the Constitution. So if you want the ability to speak freely, if you want to be in charge of your life, if you want to be independent, well, this is something they can't have because this is not part of their plan. Their plan is to remove the Constitution. And we want only those people that don't abide by the Constitution. But just take a listen to what she said here.
Libertarian, populist, who really has a grip on the emotional, psychological needs and desires of a portion of the population. And the base of the Republican Party, for whatever combination of reasons, and it is emotional and psychological, sees in him someone who speaks for them. And they are determined that they will continue to vote for him, attend his rallies, wear his merchandise, because for whatever reason, he and his very negative, nasty form of politics resonates with them. Maybe they don't like migrants. Maybe they don't like gay people or black people or the woman who got the promotion at work they didn't get. Whatever the reason, you know, Make America Great Again was a bid for nostalgia, to return to a place where, you know, people could be in charge of their lives, feel empowered, say what they want, insult whoever came in their way. And that was really attractive to a significant portion of the Republican base. So it is like a cult. And somebody has to break that momentum. And that's why I believe Joe Biden will defeat him. And hopefully then that will be the end and the fever will break. And then Republicans can try to get back to, you know, fighting about issues among themselves and electing people who are at least, you know, responsible and accountable.
So if you really listen to her, she's telling you exactly what they're trying to do. Now, part of it sounds a little scripted here. It seems like the deep state players are just coming out and they're not hiding it anymore. And they're just telling you exactly how they feel. So once again, why are they doing this? That's interesting. Actually, Rachel Bavard put this out and said, and responded to this and said, is Hillary Clinton okay? Like, seriously, this is not something a normal person thinks or says regarding half the country. This is maniacal, movie villain, descent into madness territory. Someone check on her. Now the question is, why would someone come out and say something like this? Isn't that interesting? But Dan Scavino, he put out a post on X, and it's a picture of a rainbow, and the song that is associated with this is "These Are the Moments That We Live For." To me, it's looking like he's letting everyone know that everything is okay. And this post was put out at 1:27. And in this post, November 7, 2017, down below it says, "Was the money worth it? Titanic." Isn't that interesting? I think that sums up the entire thing. The deep state, well, they're sinking like the Titanic. And was the money worth it? No, in the end, it's never worth it. And you can see that the Patriots right now, they're removing the old guard and the new guard is coming in. And the people of this country are going to be brought to the precipice. They're going to know who the common enemy is. And the people are going to unite against the common enemy. And the people are going to take back this country. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.